NBC News Radio, I'm Scott Carr. The man accused of killing 10 people inside a Buffalo supermarket is due in court today. Peyton Gendron has a felony hearing on murder charges in which the judge is expected to hear from the defense and prosecutors. While the House, along party lines, passed the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act yesterday, creating special units within federal law agencies, focusing on domestic terrorism and white supremacy.
The legislation, however, is unlikely to get enough GOP support in the Senate to move forward. Meanwhile, the Department of Homeland Security is looking at the SCOTUS Roe decision as flypaper for extremists, with multiple agencies mobilizing to try to get ahead of any civil unrest. I'm Mike Bauer.
Weekly jobless claims are up. The Labor Department reports first-time claims for benefits rose to 218,000 last week. That's 21,000 more than the previous week's revised total and more than most analysts were expecting. Scott Carr, NBC News Radio.